like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Bebe Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in fairy cake.
Are you cooking the lunch, Ma?
Yes.
No, I won't be home. Barbara, will you be in for lunch?
Sure, Richard, I'll be in for lunch.
It's Mother's cooking.
I mean, no, I won't be in. Oh, hello, Daddy. Will you be in for lunch?
Oh, I certainly will. Now that we've got that wonderful new cook, nothing would keep me from eating at home but a calamity. Oh, Bebe, what are you doing?
I'm cooking the lunch.
That's the calamity.
I heard that, and it wasn't funny.
Oh, I was only kidding, honey. Come on and relax.
I can't. I've got to rush out the kitchen and take my cake out of the oven.
Oh! Well, no hurry now.
Oh, how can you be so mean? Come on out in the kitchen and help me.
All right. Well, the oven door's open, but where's the cake?
There it is, Pop, up on the ceiling.
I guess that self-rising flour rose too fast.
Bebe, why don't you buy a cake at the bakery?
Oh, I can't do that. Florrie and Helen are coming to tea, and I told them I was going to bake my own cake, and I got to do it.
Why?
Well, they're always teasing me because they're so good at baking. They've even won prizes at the food fairs. That's why I've just got to make something special.
You've already done that, Mother.
Barbara.
Don't let it get you down, Ma. There are plenty of things you can do better than they can.
Thank you, darling. Just for that, you shall have my first slice of cake.
Bebe, the boy was just trying to be nice. Why punish him?
That wasn't a bit funny.
Oh, I was only joking, honey. Come on, kids. Let's clear out and give your mother plenty of room to move about in the kitchen.
Say, that reminds me. The table gets in my way. Could you move it over against the wall?
Which one?
The table with my chocolate cake on top.
Sure. Come on, Richard. You take that end.
Okay, Pop.
Now, hurry up.
Oh,
well. Well, we moved the cake. Now let's move the table.
Ben Lyon, will you stop that exaggeration?
Well, maybe I am exaggerating, but you can't serve stuff like this to Florrie and Helen.
You'll kill them.
Oh, what am I going to do? I've just got to have some homemade cake by tea time.
Kids, run along. I want to have a word with your mother.
All right, Pop. I'll go out and take some exercise.
Since when is running back and forth to your bank been exercise?
Well, I don't like to leave my sixpence lying around.
Come on, Mr. Gateskill.
Look, Bebe.
Yeah?
If making homemade cakes for your friends means so much to you, maybe I can help.
You can? How?
Well, I never told you this before, but I'm pretty good at baking.
You are? Where did you learn?
I learned from my grandmother. We used to sell little cakes.
Oh, Ben, I think that's wonderful. I can just see you as a little boy with your grandmother making the cakes and you going around on your bicycle selling them.
Oh, no, no, it wasn't like that at all.
You mean you had to walk?
No, I made the cakes and grandmother used to go around on the bicycle.
Oh, no. What kind of cakes did you make?
Well, if I tell you, you've got to promise not to tell anyone.
I promise. Now, what can you make?
Well, I can make...
Yes?
I can't tell you.
Why?
Oh, I feel so silly.
Why, Ben, you're blushing. All the way up to your widow's peak.
Well, I can't help it.
Oh, come on, tell me.
All right. Fairy cakes.
Fairy cakes. Oh, darling, I think that's sweet.
Oh, now, don't you breathe it to a soul.
Why not? I think it's wonderful.
Bebe, if this gets around, people will kid the pants off of me.
Well, what do you care? You'll be wearing an apron.
I'm serious.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I won't tell a soul.
Bebe, these fairy cakes are simply delicious, aren't they, Helen?
They certainly are, Florrie. They just melt in your mouth.
Oh, I'm glad you like them, girls. They're homemade.
You can tell that. Mm. Whatever did you make them with?
My husband.
What?
No, I mean my husband was watching me.
I've never seen anything so light. Do you have some special way of folding in the egg?
No, I just fry them good and hard.
Well,
it's hard to fold a raw egg. You can't get the corners neat.
You sly rascal, you. You aren't giving away any secrets, are you?
I hope not.
Oh, come on, give us the recipe. I suppose you have a recipe.
No. Oh, I mean, yes, yes. But I get the words mixed up, and then you'd make a fool out of myself, wouldn't I?
All right, my dear. But you simply must let me enter your fairy cakes in the Homecraft exhibition. It's on for 3 more days. I've entered my sponge cake.
Oh, yes, Phoebe, let Florrie enter your cakes.
Oh, no, girls. Ben wouldn't like it.
Does he have to stick his big nose into the cooking?
No, he usually stirs it with a spoon.
Oh, go ahead, Phoebe. Let me enter them for you.
No, no, I'm sure Ben wouldn't approve.
Well, we'd better be running along. I've got to start dinner for George.
I'll have to be going, too.
Oh, I'll walk to the corner with you, Helen.
Thanks.
Hey, Barbara, did you hear what I heard?
Yes, but I can't understand how Mother could make anything that good.
No, that's what gets me. Say, let's take the rest of these fairy cakes over to Mrs. Wainwright's and ask her to enter them in the contest.
Yes, and we won't say a word to Mother or Daddy.
Hello, Ben. You're late.
Oh, I know I am, honey. I had to walk. The cook's using the car, remember?
Well, we must keep Aggie happy. Oh, Ben, your fairy cakes were a sensation.
Oh, they were all right, huh?
All right. You knocked the bee right out from under Mrs. Beaton.
Oh, thank you. Were the girls surprised?
Were they? They tried to find out how I made them, but I couldn't even remember how long they took to bake.
Well, what did you tell them?
I told them I baked them in a hot oven for 3 days.
Oh, no, Phoebe.
No?
No, a medium oven for 17 and a half minutes.
Oh, how do you know how long the cakes were in the oven?
I was there, remember?
You were? I didn't see you when I opened the oven door.
No, I mean I was in the kitchen.
Oh.
Look, honey, let's not talk about those cakes anymore. Someone might overhear us.
All right, honey. I won't say another word.
Good. I do have a reputation in show business, and I don't want people laughing at me.
Well, don't you worry. People have never laughed at you, and they're not going to start now.
That makes me feel much better. Well, Barbara, how was everything at dramatic school today?
Oh, just fine, Daddy. Say, did Tom call up?
Tom who?
Tom Strathmorton. You know, my boyfriend.
Have I met that one?
Well, I expect so. I've known him for a long time.
All of 2 days, huh?
Daddy, how can you talk like that? When I say a long time, I mean a long time. I've known him for a whole week.
A whole week, eh? Well, darling, I know you think I'm old-fashioned, but I do think I should see more of your boyfriend.
All right, Daddy. How many more do you want to see?
I give up. I think I'll go in the den and answer some mail.
Oh, dear, that must be Tom. Richard, answer the door.
I opened it last time. It's your turn.
Oh, you're so lazy.
And you're so stupid.
Well,
you're
always fucking
around.
You're too quiet. I can't concentrate.
I'm coming. Oh, hello, Tom.
Hello, Barbara.
Richard, just don't stand there. Take Tom's coat.
Shall I hang it where I always hang your boyfriend's coats?
Richard!
What did he mean by that?
Oh, nothing. He just said it to be smart. He's such a child. Sit down, Tom.
Thanks.
That's a cat chair.
Oh, sorry, Chrissy.
Ow! He bit me.
Oh, you shouldn't let him do that. He won't catch any mice.
Richard! Sit over here, Tom.
Thank you. What are you two going to do? Neck?
Don't encourage him. Would you like some lemonade, Tom?
No, thanks. I'll have to be running along. I just dropped in to bring you these flowers.
They're beautiful. Oh, Tom.
Oh, Barbara.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, brother.
Richard, leave the room.
Why? You two aren't bothering me. If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, nothing else matter in the whole wide world.
Stop making so much noise. Good afternoon, sir. Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there, Harold.
Daddy, this is Tom.
It is? Well, how can I tell? I mean, I didn't recognize him in this light with his hat off.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, sir, but I'd better be getting along. See you all at the Homecraft exhibition. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Tom.
Richard, what's the Homecraft exhibition?
It's very interesting, Pop. You shouldn't miss it.
Why, son?
Well, it's just... Why, Barbara?
Well, it just is. Come on, Richard.
Okay.
What a family. Well, maybe I can sit down now and get a little rest. Skippy, get off that chair. All right, stay there.
I'll answer it then.
I must fix those chimes on my next day off.
Oh, hello, George.
Hello there.
Oh, glad to see you, George. Thought you were coming over earlier.
Well, I couldn't. I had to hold some wool for Florrie.
You had to do what? Oh, Peavy, did you hear that? George had to hold wool for Florrie.
What's so funny about that? Anyway, I really came over to see if you're all going to the Homecraft exhibition tomorrow.
Well, are you sure you have time? Maybe Florrie will want you to hold some more wool.
Stop acting so silly, Ben. I promised Florrie we'd all go to see her sponge cake judge.
Well, better count me out, honey. I think I'd rather stay home and pull the wool over George's eyes.
How about it, Georgette?
There's nothing so funny about a man holding wool. Some men are good cooks, too, you know.
We'll go, George.
Good. Then I'll see you tomorrow.
Funny man.
Ben, why are you looking at me like that?
Blackmailed by my own wife. Baby, are you ready?
All ready. How do we get to the home exhibition?
In the car, of course.
But supposing Aggie wants to use a car tonight and we're not back in time.
So what?
Aggie wouldn't like that. She might leave.
Oh, Aggie wouldn't like it, eh? Look, Aggie's a wonderful cook and all that, but you've got to stop spoiling her. Supposing she does get mad and leave. So what?
So, I cook the meals.
You cook... Well, maybe we can walk to the exhibition.
Here she comes now. Oh, Aggie! Have a nice drive today.
Aye, but I'd like the car seat shortened a wee bit. It's too long for my legs.
Oh, all right, Aggie. We'll get it shortened.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. What will happen when I drive?
You can double your legs under. Aggie, we were wondering, that is, if you're not using the car tonight, if you'd mind if we drove it to the home exhibition.
Oh, that's quite an order, Mrs. Lyon. Yes. Quite an order. For that sort of fact, I'd like to see that fair myself.
Well, that's fine. You can come with us.
You have a lot of fairs in Scotland, Aggie?
Oh, aye. Only in Scotland we call them wonderful.
Wonderful? Wonderfuls? Why?
Well, anything that's fair in other countries is wonderful in Scotland.
Oh, I see. Well, I think this exhibition is going to be very interesting. I hear they've got a hog on exhibition that weighs 1,000 pounds.
A hog that weighs 1,000 pounds? Oh, I would certainly like to see that.
You mean you haven't got anything like that in Scotland?
No, not that small.
Oh, wait, what do you feed them on, vitamin pills?
No, no, my mother just gives them plenty of garbage.
Oh, I'm surprised your mother lets those prize hogs eat garbage.
Oh, this is Scotch garbage, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, the good stuff, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you're ready, Aggie, I think we'd better get started for the exhibition.
I am ready. I'm real anxious to see that wee midget hog.
Oh, yeah, the small one, I understand.
Aye. You know, someday I'd like you to see the big fat boar I have at home.
Aggie, that's no way to speak of your mother.
That's no way to speak of my... Oh! Oh, you're a very funny man, Mr. Lyon.
Enjoying the exhibition, Aggie?
Oh, I like the wee hog.
Oh, Ben, there's Florrie and the kids over there by the pastry exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
Hello there. You got here just in time.
Look, Mother, the judge is handing me an out to the names of the winners for the cake competition.
Oh, good luck, Florrie. I hope it's your sponge cake.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, please. Here are the winners of the baking competition. The first prize goes to Mrs. Van Lyon for her fairy cakes.
Phoebe.
Oh, dear, there's been a mistake. Excuse me.
And the first prize is a Wizzo washing machine.
Mr. Announcer, I can't accept that prize.
Don't you want the washing machine?
Oh, yes, but it wouldn't be fair to give me a prize for something my husband baked. So please take me out of the contest.
As you wish, Mrs. Lyon.
Thank you.
Correction, please, ladies and gentlemen. The first prize does not go to Mrs. Van Lyon for the fairy cake.
That's fine.
It goes to Mr. Van Lyon. just a moment. Is Mr. Lyon here?
Aye, here he is.
Ah, well, step right up, Mr. Lyon. I want everybody to meet the 1950 king of the fairy cakes.
Oh, I wish I were dead.
Ben, been hiding in that cupboard all morning. Come on out and get some fresh air.
I can't. I'll never live this down. The whole town's laughing at me. You promised you wouldn't tell.
So I made a mistake. For the first time in my life, I did something silly.
I got in a lift last night. It was horrible.
What happened?
All the men took off their hats.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
I got so mad, I dared them to step out at the first landing.
Did they do it?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. I rode on up.
Well, don't worry, dear. Look, there's a lovely picture of you in the morning paper. Well,
let me see it.
Well, don't grab it.
Oh, this is awful. Look at this headline. Ben Lyon does it again. From corn to flour. I think I'll join the Foreign Legion. Don't answer that.
Oh, supposing it's somebody for you.
If it is, tell him I've run away from home. I'm going back into the cupboard and hide.
I'm coming. Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Miss Hill. Your cook, Aggie, just brought your husband's car around to my garage, and I want to be sure you wanted the job done before I went ahead.
What job?
Well, is it all right with you if I shorten your husband's seat?
Well, yes, it's all right with me, but don't you think you look rather like a duck when you walk?
I'm talking about your old man's car.
Oh, his car? Well, I'm sure he wouldn't mind, but I think you better ask him.
I thought you told me last week he was a little nuts.
Oh, I just made that up because I didn't want 13 for dinner.
You women ought a proper caution. This is a fine how to do, this is. Yes. He must think I'm a rude one. Where is he? I'd like to apologize.
Oh, he's hiding in the cupboard and he won't come out. Didn't you know about the exhibition?
No.
Well, you see, my cake was on the ceiling.
On the ceiling? Mm.
So my husband had to step in so the girls wouldn't know I couldn't do it. And everything would have been fine if the judge hadn't called out my name, see?
Look, you did say it was your husband that was nuts, didn't you?
What's the matter, Mr. Wimple? Don't you believe me about the cake?
Oh, yes, yes, father, yes. Yes. I always bake my cakes on the ceiling. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute.
No, I can't stop now. I've got to go home and put some icing on me roof. Get off.
Silly man. Come on out, Ben.
Has he gone?
Yeah. You know, I think there's something very peculiar about that, Mr. Wimple.
Well, peculiar or not, I hope he brought my car back. I've got to sneak down to the office. That is, if I want to keep my job.
Sorry, Ben, but your car's laid up. You'll have to go by bus.
This is a fine morning to go by bus.
Hurry along, please. Plenty of room on top. There, please.
Oh, good morning, Bert. Wonder Green Park.
Morning, fairy cakes. I mean, Mr. Lyon. You stay down here, you'll have to stand.
Well, it's not far.
Here, that's the chap who won the prize, making the fairy cakes.
Yes, that's him, all right. Here, let's have some fun, eh?
Oh, Mr. Lyon, have my seat.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, when are you going to open a Mother Lyon's tea room, eh?
Oh, cut that out. I'm tired of all this.
Yes, you men stop it. You don't know what it means to slave over the hot stove all day. There, there, Mr. Lyon.
I think I'll walk. Excuse me.
Oh, Mr. Lyon.
What do you want?
Just a minute, please. I hope you won't mind, but for months now I've been having trouble with my seed cake. My mother-in-law says it's on account of the oven. Tell me, do you prefer electricity or gas?
Right now I prefer gas.
Is this Ben Lyon's office?
Yes, but he's not in yet.
Well, I'm from the Tutti Frutti Cake Mixture Company. If you'd be kind enough to ask Mr. Lyon if he'd signed this form, I'll call for it later. Good morning.
Oh, this is dreadful, Miss Smith.
Yes, it is, Mr. Banks.
When Mr. Lyon arrives, remember, we haven't read the morning papers. And whatever you do, don't say anything about cake.
No, I won't, Mr. Banks.
Good.
Good morning, Miss Smith.
Good morning, Banks.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, I didn't see you come in.
Well, I used the back entrance. Say, isn't this office awfully hot?
Yes, 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 it is. Turn the stove off, Miss Smith. It's like an oven in here. Mr. Lyon is baking. Oh!
What?
I said it. I'm so sorry, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't mean it. Who was that man who just left the office?
Oh, he? I mean him. He just left a sign for you to form.
I mean a form for you to sign.
Oh, yes, yes, I've been expecting that. It's from our Birmingham exchange. Take it into Mr. Fox to look over, and I'll sign it later.
I wouldn't do that if you were me, sir. He's very angry this morning. He's like an eclair with a sore head. I mean a bear with a sore head.
Stop being funny, Banks, and take that form into Mr. Fox.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, sir. I'll bake it into him right away. Oh, I've said it again.
Hello? Hello, yes, Ben Lyon speaking. A film with Jack Warner? No, no, I'm not interested. I don't care what the money is. No, 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 once and for all, I will not play Mrs. Huggett.
Where is that harpwit?
Oh, here I am, Mr. Fox. I mean, sir.
No, there you are. Look here, Lyon, this time you've gone too far. What do you mean by sending me this tripe to look over?
I don't understand, Mr. Fox.
Sir? Then listen to this. When you bake a cake, does your husband eat out? Then be like Ben Lyon and use Tutti Frutti cake mixture. If you want victuals for your vitals, don't be snooty cutie. Eat Tutti Frutti.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And this has got to stop, Lyon. Remember, I haven't renewed your contract yet.
I remember. And I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Fox. I mean, sir. And that's all I can say. I repeat, I'm sorry. But I have my dignity and I won't humble myself any further.
All right, then. Get up off your knees.
Can I get you another cold towel for your head?
No, honey, just leave me alone.
Would you like the evening papers?
Oh, don't mention the papers. Take them away. They've disgraced me.
Don't you worry about the papers, honey. I'll go down to their offices and wreck them.
Oh, you mustn't do that.
I can't help it. It's instinct. I'll fight for you like a mother bird fights for a worm.
Oh, thanks, honey.
I'll get it. Now, you just rest.
It's probably just another smart aleck with some joke. I'm going into the kitchen and hide.
Hello, Florrie.
Hello, Bebe. Where's Ben?
He's in the kitchen.
What's he baking now?
I heard that. Kick a man when he's down, huh?
Don't tease him, Florrie. He's awfully upset.
Oh, I just thought I'd give him a rib.
It's no use. He won't cook it. What's that package you have, Florrie?
It's a knitted dress. I made it specially to enter in the fancy needlework competition. I wonder if Richard could run it over to the Homecraft exhibition for me.
Of course he can. Just leave it on the table. Oh, I hope you win, Florrie.
Well, I've got a good chance. That is, unless Ben enters something.
Florrie, you'd better leave before I forget you're a woman, if that's what you are.
Oh, I can prove I'm a woman, all right. I bake fairy cakes.
I'm warning you. Did you ever get socked in the kisser with a fairy cake?
Don't see why you're getting so upset, Ben. You should be proud of what you baked. After all, it's the first dough you ever made without BB.
That's done. I warned you. Now you're going out this door.
Let go of me.
Out.
Oh, Ben, you'll hurt Florrie.
Will you get your hand off me?
I said out, and I mean out.
Oh, let him back in, Florrie.
All right. Come in, Ben.
I'm in.
Another cup of tea, Tom?
Oh, thanks, Barbara.
Have another cup of tea, Daddy?
No, thanks, baby. I haven't finished this yet.
Sorry I couldn't get to the exhibition yesterday, but my boss sent me out of town.
I'm glad you weren't there.
What?
I said it wasn't much of a fair.
Oh. Have fun, Mr. Lyon.
Daddy, your tea. Tom, have some more cake.
Yes, thanks. Your mother certainly is a wonderful cook.
Oh, Mother didn't bake them. Daddy did.
Barbara.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry. I forgot.
They're delicious and... Oh, your father. Oh, gosh, that's funny.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Lyon. I mean, Mr. Lyon. Well, see you later, Barbara. I just dropped in because I've got two tickets for the Woodcock Gardner fight. I thought your father would like to come. Maybe I should have asked your mother instead.
Hi, Pop. What's cooking?
Now, don't you start. You tell your mother I'm going up to pack. I'm going back to Variety until this blows over.
You can't go back to Variety, Pop.
Why not?
Well, the jokes. People like new jokes, new ideas.
Don't worry about my jokes. I know my audience.
Yeah, Pop. But he died.
Any more of that, and I'll cut your allowance for a month.
Hey, Ma.
Barbara.
Yes, Richard.
What is it, Richard?
Pop's talking about going back to Variety.
I know. He asked me to call up Val Parnell.
What did Mr. Parnell say?
He wanted to know if the Lyon family was an animal act.
Gee, there must be some way of proving that Daddy's really a he-man.
Hey, maybe he could swim the channel.
Don't be silly. He can't even take a bath without his water wing.
Say, I've got it. I could take my model jet plane to the Homecraft exhibition and enter it in Pop's name.
Say, that's a wonderful idea. Where is it, Richard?
Right up here on the shelf, Ma.
What can we wrap it in?
Well, let's see now. Oh, take that paper, some of it off of Florrie's package on the table. I'll write out a card.
All right, Mother.
And Ma,
hmm?
Let's not tell Pop. Let's keep it a secret.
Okay, honey.
Here comes Daddy now.
All right, hurry up, Richard. Take the plane and Florrie's knitted dress down to the exhibition and enter them.
Okay, Ma.
Ben, you can unpack. Tomorrow your reputation is going to be cleared.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't tell you, but it's going to make you the proudest man alive.
Hurry up, Pop. They're getting ready to announce the prize winners.
I'm coming. Phoebe, what did you enter for me?
You'll find out.
I'd feel happier if I knew more about it.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. In the men's model division, the first prize goes for a model jet plane.
I knew it.
Made by Mrs. Florrie Wainwright.
Oh, no. Let's go home.
But Phoebe, my surprise.
In the needlecraft division, first prize for fancy knitting goes to that remarkable man, Mr. Ben Lyon.
Ben, where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going home to Father.
Hope you're happy now.
Yes, Phoebe. Thanks for explaining to everyone that you got the cards mixed up.
Yeah, and that the aeroplane was really yours.
Yes, and it was nice of Richard to only charge me cost price for the plane.
Don't forget, Pop, that price didn't include my labor.
All right, son. Say, Barbara, it was nice of Tom to drive us all home tonight.
Daddy, that wasn't Tom. That was Frank.
What? Good night.
Good night, honey.
Well, dear, the newspaper's certainly nice about the whole thing, weren't they?
Yes, the kids explained everything to them. Sorry I couldn't contact the Housewives Committee at the exhibition.
Well, I guess I can explain things to them myself.
Good, because you'll be seeing them on Wednesday night.
Why?
They've just elected you president.
Phoebe!
Phoebe Dan Nils and Ben Lyon with their two children, Barbara and Richard, in Life with the Lyons. Also taking part were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Ian Sadler, David Enders, Leslie Bradley, Cecil Chevro, John Stevens, and Michael Harding. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black, and the incidental music was by Arthur Wilkinson. Scripts by Phoebe Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. Production by Tom Ronald.